Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our sixth podcast, I believe. And today we got an interesting one for you. So recently we've been doing a lot of career-related stuff, obviously, hence career combos, right? So I think today we're going to take a spin on it and give you guys some tips regarding studying. I know it's the time we're going to put this out is like that midterm type season and everything. So we're going to do a lot of studying tips. We're also going to do like, I guess you can call it an activity where we're going to rank like a 15 different study tips that are going to be like really good. But we're going to, out of those 15, we're going to try, or Rita's going to try to get the best or top five that she thinks is going to be like the most useful. So, I mean, there's going to be some like really like, there's going to be a couple that are like okay ones, but then hopefully we can get like the top five and then I'll try to implement them somehow in my next test, because after spring break, I'm going to have a lot of tests again.
Okay, can you tell us just a little bit, what exams have you had so far, and which ones do you still have left to go?
Okay, yeah, so I know everybody's taking tests right now. For me, I'm a business major, so I have a marketing one on Friday, but it's mostly multiple choice, and I'm happy about that, because I just had a history one, which was a lot of writing. Mm. So obviously it's like a gen ed class type of thing. And then I also recently had a math class for statistics, which was a lot of work too. But I just finished that one too. So I just have marketing left.
Marketing?
Yeah. So cool. Just a lot of like memorizing.
You got this.
Yeah.
What about you? Just go on Instagram. That's marketing. That's how you study. Yeah. Best study tip.
No. Bad. Rita, don't. I will go on Instagram, though.
That's terrible. I just remembered. I actually did have an exam, but it didn't feel like an exam. It was for anthropology.
It was one of those.
It was a multiple choice. What do you mean
one of those? Like, one of those, like, relaxing ones where you don't have to, like, stress out the night before.
Yeah.
Stay up 2 a.m.
It was a multiple choice, and then there was a little bit of, like, a short answer, but it was literally on all of our readings, and we have reading quizzes every week. So I didn't have to, like, study extra hard because it's, like, I'd done the readings already.
Do you have that class, like, twice a week or three times a week?
Three times a week.
So that helps too, huh?
Yeah.
Because I notice when I have classes that are two times a week, like, super
long. You forget
long,
stuff?
I forget a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Or I get discouraged to, like, study. I'm like, it's next Tuesday.
Yep. But Thursday feels like so far from
because
Tuesday.
It's Friday, Saturday,
but then it
Sunday.
Just hits.
Yep.
It hits, yep. And you're like, oh. Well,
yeah, and it's weird because one day is like lecture, and then the next day you do like either a quiz or a in-class assignment, and it's like, you know, super, it's like super stacked on. But anywho's, I know everybody can relate, or anybody can use these tips in general. So the way we're gonna do is we're just gonna go through the whole list. I'm gonna say a tip or a studying tip, and give a little bit of like background on like why it can help, maybe just like super short, quick. Sentence about it. And then if you want, we have post-it notes on the table. I know you guys can't see it obviously, but we'll just say them out loud. And if you want, Rita, you can just like make like a timeline of them, or like, you know, like top to bottom, however you want to organize it, so that at the end you kind of have an idea of your like top five. So we're gonna start, and the first one is gonna be, this one's good, I think, organizing your study space. So, you know, everybody kind of has that one spot. If you live at home, you probably have, like, your own table in the corner, mm-hmm. or, like, a certain spot. Mm-hmm. Or if you go to the library, you always go to the same table. So it's sacred to you. But organizing it so that organizing your study space increases productivity. It saves time looking for stuff. You don't have to move around. And it creates a workflow because everything's there kind of just happening. Mm-hmm. So, or if you want, you can rate it, like, out of 1 from 10. Like, how useful do you think that is?
Organizing study space. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna keep it 1,000. Mm-hmm. I actually think this is like my top five.
Already?
Only because
I just
only
started.
Because let me tell you why.
Jesus.
I'm a chronic procrastinator. Like really, really bad. Like
explain
I
chronic.
Like need to, like it's not like I feel like I use the word chronic because it's so bad. My procrastination.
Okay. Which, like, is relatable. I mean,
like, no matter how high stakes the thing is, I'm still gonna procrastinate till the very last minute. Like, fair. I had a FAFSA, like, I needed to do my FAFSA for a scholarship for grad school.
For grad school.
And for grad school. And when did I do it? March 2nd on the deadline.
I did mine March 1st.
So I'm going to, I say all okay, that okay, to say, okay. I like this study tip because it helps me with my procrastination because I'm like, oh, I don't do my work yet, but I can start like organizing the space. And it still gets me in like the mode of productivity. Yeah. And yeah. I feel like I'm doing something productive, but it also like feeds a little bit of my procrastination.
Yeah, you're like so, kind of like, doing something because in your head you're like, oh, I'm doing this because I'm going to study.
But I'm actually procrastinating. Yeah. So okay. It balances it out. So I would say this is like top five.
Straight off the bat.
Straight off the bat.
Okay, for sure. That's good. I didn't think about it like that. But the next one's going to be music. So music in general, but obviously not like that rap stuff that is going to like not let you focus, but like lo-fi and just like background music, you know, instrumentals and stuff like that. So it can create a mood for you. You already kind of talked about it, like creating mm-hmm. that mood. Mm-hmm. It helps you beat anxiety and stress. Also helps it helps you study longer because, you know, the music's in the background, you're kind of in that workflow. And it just kind of beats that pre-exam anxiety. So like maybe if you want to rate it or if you kind of just want to rank it for yourself, how well do you think this tip is?
I'm picking out 10, right?
You're top five.
Top five.
But if you want to like rearrange them so that you know where they kind of hold weight. Or you can just...
I would just leave this right here. I have a personal bias. I get too into music.
It like, has to have like that words in it. It can't be instrumental type stuff.
Like in... I'm really weird. Like just instrumental music I don't know why it gives me like anxiety.
Oh,
like I'm
okay.
like waiting for the lyrics to come in.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't listen to instrumental.
Okay. No, I mean everybody's different. So
yeah,
I get it.
And then when I listen to stuff with lyrics, I get too into the lyrics.
Yeah.
But I think essentially this is like background noise. Which
yeah,
I can agree
that was another
with.
Thing too.
Like
yeah.
not necessarily
like
music.
The rainforest.
Yeah.
What's it called? Like people like to listen to rain. And stuff
yeah,
like that.
For me, it's like I love to sit in like coffee shops when I work. So like just like the chatter of like side conversations of like people talking. That's my background noise that I like.
Okay, got it.
But yeah, I would leave it wherever.
Yeah, for now.
It's here. And mm-hmm. I don't know if I would put it in my top five.
Got it. So this one's kind of like this is a tough one to execute. I feel like, but this one's practicing old exams. So practicing old exams helps expose weak areas. It also helps attention span during real test. So you're kind of like already in, you're kind of like seasoned and you know like how long it's going to take you to solve a certain problem. Also helps retain information and you kind of notice the quirks of the test. Like you notice the little things. If it's asking for this, it's that. So what do you think about that? Or have you tried doing that?
I'm trying to think. I feel like this is so bad for me to be answering. Okay, so whenever I have most of my classes, exams are based on readings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like a lot, like sociology. Majority of my college career, the tests I've taken have been like essay responses. So I can't really...
It's not like math where you can practice problems.
Yes. But I know when I took geology... It helped, like, the final exam was a cumulative, so it did really help to look at, like, at old exams and see what kind of questions she asked before. So, yeah, I think this is a really good tip.
Depending on the type of test. The classes.
Yeah.
Got it.
But, like, when it's just, like, multiple choice, something like science or any class that... you're going to be building towards the final exam and the final exam is going to have like from day one up till that point. I think this would be a great tip for that.
Got it. Yeah, I completely agree with that. So this was another one that it's really hard for me to do in certain kind of like subjects. And this one is explain to others or teach others what you're learning.
Oh.
So, you know, like the whole thing, if you know how to teach it, you're good. You're kind of set.
Yes.
So it reinforces material. And you understand concepts rather than just, like, the words. So you don't just memorize it. You understand it. And it helps with retention.
I love this. I'm going to give it a 2. Like, this is definitely my top 2.
You're going to give it a 2?
I'm ranking it at a 2 out
Got
of
it.
5.
Got it.
Like.
One oh, is, out of 5.
No. Okay. I guess in my rank of, like, 5 being, like,
this is number 2.
This would be number 2.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just because I, if you haven't noticed, I love to talk.
Okay.
And so I feel like when I bounce ideas off of other people, especially if I could be like, oh, this is what I'm learning, I don't really get it. And then they give me their feedback, or depending on like if I can explain it well enough, I know, oh, how well do I really know it? If I can't explain it well, then I don't know it well.
That's kind of what I was reading too. So that's really
spot that's on. That's a really, really good tip.
Okay. But that one you just kind of require, like, would you do it with like that day one buddy, or can it be like with somebody in your class? Or,
you know, that's a really good question, because I think this is so versatile that you can do it with anyone, because it's like there's benefits to it all. So if you do it with someone in your class, right, they'll be able to like correct you if you are saying something wrong or whatever, and you guys can like collaborate. But on the other hand, if like, say I'm like studying for a sociology exam and you're a business major, right? If you don't understand what I'm saying, that means that I don't know it well.
I see what you're saying.
But if I can get you to understand it, that means I know my stuff like really well. So that's no matter who no matter how who you do it with, I think you get a lot of benefit out of it.
Okay, that's that's really good putting it into like.
Have you done that before?
I meant it in certain subjects, because for math, I like it when somebody teaches me. I like seeing, first of all, I like seeing different, like seeing the visuals. Like I have a class where you have to watch the video before class. That doesn't really help me. Like I like seeing it like in person. I don't know why. It's like the same thing if you think about it. But in other subjects where I have to read or certain things like that, and I'm like talking about it naturally, then that's when I'm like, oh, like I got it. But for math, it's like I like it when somebody teaches me. I like seeing different perspectives. So like I understand the whole like it's somebody else rather than like your teacher. You know what I mean? So I guess this basically falls under the same thing, but this is study groups. So if you work well with groups, this is kind of cool that I was reading, because everybody's different. Some people don't like working with groups like at all. So if, you know, like they just kind of like that lone wolf stuff, which is kind of me.
I'm glad you said that's kind of you, because I was about to be like, I'm that person. I cannot study in groups.
Oh, really? Like at all? You get distracted easy.
Either I get sidetracked, or we're all at different levels, so it doesn't feel productive. Like, it's really rare to sit down with it. And then I'm also, again, keeping it 1,000, keeping it real. There's always people, like, when you study before an exam, it's like, everyone's just like, oh, I'm so nervous. And it's just, like, bad vibes. Everyone's, like, freaking out, right? Yeah. Everyone's on their toes. And so I feel like it's not even, like, positive to begin with. So I've never had a
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I've tried it a couple times, but most of the time it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
It's always, like, I always get that, like, aha moment when I'm at home, like, you know, midnight. Like, you know what I mean? So
the only thing I will say about a group dynamic that's, I think, like, very productive is accountability. So if you are working with multiple people, or, like, if you all have committed a certain time to meet to study, you're going to be more likely to set that time and actually study. Because by yourself, you like, I know I put things off. Like I said, I'm a procrastinator. But like, if somebody else is requiring me to, like, meet them somewhere to study, I'm going to make more an effort. And, like, I'm holding myself more accountable. That's the only good thing.
About studying. That's good. Let's see. Oh, okay, so the next one is going to be breaks. So taking studying breaks. So breaks can positively affect your attention abilities. So, you know, we've all heard the, like, oh, you know, study 13 or 30 minutes, take 15 minutes off. Obviously, it's kind of hard if you're, like, on your phone and then you want to go back. You're like, ah, oh, but I'm already relaxed. So, like, how do you think, or what do you think about that?
I'm actually going to put that, I'm going to put that at number 4. Because I believe...
You're running out of spots.
I believe strongly in breaks. I think they're very important. Just because your mind can get really tired really fast.
And that was me last night, studying for the test.
Yeah, and then you don't retain stuff.
You, like, for me, what I noticed was if I'm studying for, like, more than an hour straight, I'll still study because I get in that workflow type mindset, but towards the end, I start kind of like, I start learning or reading things, and I'm like, I'm just kind of reading. Like, I get discouraged, like, mentally, and I'm just like, I'm reading it, but I'm not trying. You know? So, like, I get that.
I've also noticed every time, like, I walk away from my work and I come back, it's like, literally, it sounds cheesy, but you have, like, a new set of eyes. and you like you make better connections. I don't know how the mind works, but I've noticed in my experience every time I take a break, it helps.
It helps, yeah. Okay. So that's that one. And there's this one, the snack on healthy food.
Oh, no.
So it improves morale, maintains focus, and you are more likely to study longer.
I believe it. I believe that. Will I practice it? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I'm
like,
not
I understand
gonna,
why.
I understand it, where it's coming from right. completely. And if you can snack on healthy snacks, like, you've already won in life. Like, that
I know,
exam,
right? Like,
you're going to pass it. Whatever you're studying for is going to go well for you, because if you can eat healthy
almonds
snacks
instead of, like, gummy bears.
And almonds and, like, fruit and stuff,
yeah,
then you're already winning in life. Congratulations to you.
I feel like we're just going to have to move on to the next one now. This is actually kind of cool. I didn't think about this one, but it's planning your exam day. So this saves time. You know exactly what's going to happen. There's no surprises, because, you know, if you're like have anxiety or anything like that, you kind of know exactly what's going to happen from morning to the time of the test. You know, you're not scared of anything. And you become more in control of, you know, your day. So what do you think about planning your day? So, like, wake up a little early, you know what I mean? Get to the class a little early, just kind of relax in the car, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type of thing. What do you think about that?
I like that. Yeah. That's good.
You think you would use it? Because it doesn't seem hard, you know what I mean?
I think if I've done that before. I don't know if this counts. Tell me if this counts. I do this thing where, like, when I have an exam or, like, a big deadline or, like, a paper that I'm turning in that's been huge, I like to treat myself. So, like, that day, I'll
like a
plan.
Coffee or?
No, like, I'll I, you know.
Like, go.
Yeah.
Ham?
You no, go ham? No, nothing crazy. But, like, I'll be, like, things that I enjoy. Like, I'll be, like, okay, depending on, like, you know, what's going on in life. Like, maybe that means, like, I'm going to go get a haircut that day.
Oh, or you're
I'm going to go get
monumental
my nails
stuff.
Done. Or, like, I'm going to go see a friend that night.
Is this after or before the
after.
Test?
After. So, like, after I've
So, no matter how well or bad you feel about the test?
Yeah, I'm gonna, like...
That's good.
I'm just gonna treat myself.
I kind of like that.
Work hard and then have...
No matter what happens, the day's still gonna end
well. At least I know that I, like, put in the effort and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's also incentive of, like, work hard because you're gonna get, like, a treat
at the end
of this.
That's a good one.
Does that count as planning
I think
exam
so.
Day?
Okay. I don't see why not.
But sometimes the treat
But is
doesn't
it your top five?
if we change this to treat yourself, that's my number
okay.
one. Because that's
oh,
my
okay.
motivation. No, to be honest, like, I, at the beginning of the semester, I planned a trip for spring break. And I've been hustling so hard all semester because I'm like, you have a trip that you need to go to.
And you feel more satisfied or more happy with taking the trip because you're like, I worked
hard for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Makes sense. So this next one's kind of like, I don't want to say obvious, but, like, everybody says it, but I found an interesting stat about it. So this is drinking water. So obviously drink water on every day on all that good stuff. So students who take water just naturally improve their grades because they're more focused and all that good stuff. But if you take a water bottle into your test, on average, a study found that it was like 477 students or something like that. On average, 5% of them who did bring water bottles in scored higher than those who didn't. So, like,
what?
Literally, if you take a water bottle into your test, they're basically saying you're going to get 5% plus.
I'm going to take 10 bottles.
You're going to cheat your way. That's a cheat
if
code.
If one bottle gets me 10%
or 5%,
how many bottles
on average?
That's a lot of bottles. I'm going to bring a whole pack of bottles.
Costco.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
wild.
It's kind of nice, too, because don't you ever, like, okay, this is weird, but you go into your test or you go into class, you crave water, and if you don't, because you don't have it, right? Then the next day, you bring a water bottle to class,
and
you don't even drink it.
Yep.
Why is that, like, a thing? I don't understand.
That's happened to me, though.
Sorry,
yeah.
I don't know.
No,
I just,
I feel
like,
you.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's, like, super relatable,
yes.
but.
Yes.
So that's drinking water. That's the next tip. So this one is, it's kind of general, too, but it's exercising. Now, When I was reading this, I was like, oh, you know, exercise, go to the gym like an hour, blah, blah, blah. But it can be like walking outside type of stuff, like super simple.
Okay.
nothing crazy. You know, you don't have to go to the gym and like sweat, but if you want, you can. So it delivers nutrients to your brain and it stimulates the brain, creates or it helps you with longer attention spans. It's kind of like a cleansing. You kind of like release of everything bad that's going around you. It oxygenates the brain and it just kind of releases tensions in your body.
Wow.
So what do you think about maybe hitting the gym right before a test? You know, I've seen
okay, I agree with the science behind it, and I like, yes. Mm-hmm. As stated with the healthy snacks, like if you can go exercise and
thanks,
like
but no thanks.
No. Like I applaud you. You have won at life and you're gonna pass that exam, because if you're disciplined enough to exercise, you're probably disciplined enough to study, and you're gonna just congrats to you.
Yeah.
I hope.
Is this a hard pass?
Well, yes. A hard pass. Yes. Because, like, going and exercising is a chore for me.
No, so no, like, I get it. Yeah.
If I'm already studying, like, I'm not going to make myself go exercise.
Yeah. You're going to be like, I'm a little too tired for that right now.
Like, I actually do the opposite. Like, sometimes when I feel like I'm not doing enough academically, and I feel like I can't get through something, I go exercise because I'm like...
That's like your gateway to kind of get back into
it? No, I guess like just to like raise self-esteem. Oh, of like, okay. If I'm like feeling bad of like I can't get through something, but like if I can like run a mile in some amount of minutes, it's like a quick like instant gratification,
right,
sort of thing of like, okay, at least I can achieve this today,
kind of like,
because I just haven't achieved anything today.
Yeah, it moves you. Well, no. But I understand what you're saying.
It boosts my morale. There you go.
Yes. Boosts morale. Got it. If you run a mile.
I feel like this podcast has just been about me.
Oh no, it's fine. I'm getting a new perspective and I'm getting insights that I didn't think I was gonna get. So this next one is like what everybody did in high school, probably in middle school, but this is making flashcards. So making flashcards engages or active recall, which is when you look at the front of the flashcard and you think of the answer instead of like wandering off. It improves confidence and you think of the answer quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about flashcards?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think I've literally only used flashcards twice in my life,
mm-hmm.
or in my college career. And those were the two toughest classes that I've had, like research methods and then geology last semester.
Yeah. A lot of memorizing though, so.
Yeah, and like I used flashcards for those and I feel like it made me successful.
Did you have pictures on your flashcards?
No, just words.
Just
well,
words?
I drew like, for like geology, I drew a rock cycle.
I
don't know if that counts.
No, yeah, graphics count.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was reading about that too. Like, instead of like taking notes and just doing the words when you get home, don't write any words, but turn them into images.
Oh.
I was like, that's a good one, because then now you're like not like rewriting.
And you
like
to draw. That wouldn't be good for you.
I know, huh? I should try that one.
Yeah.
So I was reading about that one. So I get you. So that was flashcards. This next one's kind of like may seem obvious, but I mean, like, come on, we're like millennials, so put away your phone. It leads to poor concentration and bad habits of letting your mind kind of just roam instead of focusing. So what do you think about putting away your phone while you're studying? Or closing all your notifications off your laptop, and you know, because everybody does their homework on an iPad or laptop. So
I don't know. I really don't know.
Is it because it's just too hard to...
It's hard for me. And I'm trying to, like, figure out if this is my personal bias. But I wonder... I don't know. Like, our phone's really that bad.
I just feel like sometimes when I'm in the flow, like, I'll be studying for a little bit. But it'd be, like, 5 minutes. And I'm just like, why do I have to check Instagram? Like, I don't have to check Instagram. Yeah. I just checked it.
Yeah.
I know what's going to be on there.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same stuff from 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But then I look at it and I'm like, okay. And then I just go back and I'm like happy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That one's hard for me.
Maybe that's your mini break, you know? Like, maybe breaks have become digitized now. Ooh, and maybe we should just accept that.
I like that. That's good.
Right? Because, like, you went back, you checked really quickly, you recognize that it's something that's like, all right, 5 minutes or 5 seconds, whatever, I'm done, and you put it away. So, like, what's wrong with that?
Interesting.
I don't know. This might just be my bias speaking.
I mean, obviously, there's no backing. There's no statistics that we're backing it up with. These are just things we've done because we're just students. But we should test that out because I actually like that. So this this one is more of a strategy for future if you want to use it or not. But this one is the idea of studying 20 times for 30 minutes versus one 10-hour session.
It's 10-hour session.
It's obviously like a concept. It's an ideology. Like, just think of it like this kind of thing. Think of studying, like, you know, cramming everything you learned for the day before the exam.
Okay. Actually, when I think about it, I think I have pulled 10-hour sessions. Yes.
You know what I mean, though? Like,
yeah,
right,
like once upon a time, sort of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So basically, this whole idea is that say you learn the lecture today, if you don't study it at all, in 2 weeks, you lose about 80% of it, right? And you only remember, like, on average, like 20%. But if you spread out your learning from 30 minutes, like here, 30 minutes and another day or whatever, through 2 weeks, you only lose about, like, 10 to 20% of it, and you memorize, like, about 80.
Interesting.
So what do you think about spreading? Like, just, I mean, 30 minutes doesn't sound hard. It's just that you have to start it early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And how much are the breaks in between?
Well, it's just a 30-minute session. So you can study 30 minutes today and then 30 minutes tomorrow because, 7 days in a week? Two weeks, so 14. So there's going to be a couple of days where you do, like, 2 30-minute sessions.
Okay.
Doesn't seem hard to accomplish, but you know how it is.
My background in sociology, like, sometimes we have readings and, like, I'm going to get through, like, 2 pages in 30 minutes. And I have to read, like, 40 or 50 pages, you know? Like, that's just not productive for me.
So for you, it wouldn't be 30 minutes. It'd be, an hour at least.
Yeah, but I think the concept behind of, like, instead of, cramming, just break it up, that makes sense.
I mean, it seems simple enough, but you kind of have to, it's one of those things you have to, like, plan it and then execute on it, so. So there's that one. There's only a couple more. This one is, this is kind of true because I've done it before and it works if you actually do it. This is sleeping right after you study, like right after. So it helps with retention. It improves dramatically the way your brain thinks about the material, because while you're sleeping, you're asleep, but your brain is still thinking about what you just did. So what do you think about, like, because I've read or whatever that it's like at the end of the night, like, when you're about to go to bed, just read as much as you can, study as much as you can. Even if you're about to fall asleep, just knock out right after.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, it even has a word called sleep learning. So, like, study when you're about to, like, knock out. What do you think about that?
I agree with the science behind it. That makes sense to me.
Would you try it?
Okay,
let me ask you, because I know some people don't like to study at night. Some people are early one type of stuff. Are you, like, the night owl, or?
It really depends. I feel like more often I'm a night owl, but recently I've tried to be more productive in the mornings.
So do you go to sleep earlier? And I, like, prefer,
no.
You don't?
I'll just wake get, like, up earlier. Less amount sleep. Of sleep, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind
of get, like, when I'm really working towards, like, a deadline or an exam, I actually get, like, really anxious sleep. So, like, in my dream, I'll be taking the exam. Or, like, I will still be in that mode. Like, last night for my interview, right? I slept for, like, I think, like, maybe 3 or 4 hours last night. And I dreamt about the interview, or I dreamt about being in London. And it's just, anxiety just doesn't go away. But I think that's just me personally. So, but, like, in concept and the science behind it, that seems like that's accurate.
Okay. So that's another tip. And then here's our last one for today. It's going to be a change of scenery. So this is the whole thing about studying. Say you always study at home. You're always studying in the same spot. Go study in the park for once, or go study, like, right next to a lake or something. Just, like, completely out of the ordinary. That's going to, like, throw off your brain. So it increases your concentration and retention. It also changes the pace for yourself, and your brain can be excited to try something new.
I'm going to put this as my number 3, and we have our top 5. I actually love doing this, and it feeds my procrastination. Because I'll be like, it kind of ties in with a few things. because it ties in with the breaks. Because what I'll do is, like, I'll sit in one place and I'll get work done. Mm. And then eventually, like, when I'm starting to feel, like, a little, like, oh, I'm not being productive anymore, I will get up and move to a different space.
Really?
Yeah. But, like a big move. Like, if I'm on campus, yeah, I'm going to go to Impresso. Or if I'm at home, I'm going to... Impresso is a coffee house.
Yeah.
Or if I'm, like... at home, then I'm gonna come to school. Like, I need some, and then I guess that has, if I'm walking to the next space, then that's exercise, that's taking breaks. that's like a lot of things combined. Okay. So I think, like, this changing scenery thing,
that's the, like, one.
That's the one.
Got
that's
it.
The one.
All right, so we just went through 15 different tips, studying tips, and just, like, quickly, just, like, overview of what you picked as your top five.
Okay, so my number one was planning your exam day and treating yourself.
Yeah, you completely changed that one, so.
Number two, explain to others, whether that be your classmates or somebody completely random.
Okay.
Number three, change your scenery, study in a different spot, outside, library, home. Take frequent breaks, and maybe the break and the changing of the scenery, like, they go together.
Right.
And then number five, organizing your study space, because nice. You know, when you have a clear space, you have a clear mind ready to learn.
Nice. I mean, honestly,
how would you rank them?
I let's see, you got plan your exam day. I like that one. Explain it to others. I probably wouldn't do that, like, okay. I said, but I understand it.
What would you replace this with?
I would replace the explaining to others with probably either the 30-minute thing or the flashcards. But, yeah, so probably the 30-minute thing.
Okay.
But this one requires more of a commitment, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
But everything else, like the breaks,
the
yeah.
The same order?
Organizing study space. Honestly, for me, I'm weird. Like, I'm one of those people that has a lot of pens and, like, a lot of, like, highlighters.
That's not weird.
For no reason. You know what I mean? Like stationary stuff. So, like, organizing is, like, super fun for me. Yeah, it's more like
would you
one
switch?
Or two.
You'd probably switch these.
Yeah.
Times. So your first would be organizing the study space?
Just because it's, like, super, like, oh, I gotta organize it. Yeah, you know what I mean? You kind of get, like, excited about it. But everything else, I like the changing scenery. Because, like, when I study at the library... And then I go home, and then, like you were saying, so I like that too.
Alrighty. Well, best of luck on your exams if you have any. And we hope that these study tips help you not only with your academics, but also if you're hitting a deadline at your job or if you have something that's approaching, a big project, whatever it may be. These are some tips that you can use to accomplish those things.
All right. And thanks for listening. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.